Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Pregnancy, Childbirth, and the Newborn, The Complete Guide is a comprehensive pregnancy and parenting reference by Penny Simkin and co-authors, written for expectant parents who want practical, research-based guidance rather than alarmist speculation. Positioned within the childbirth education and maternity care genre, it covers pregnancy, labor, birth, postpartum recovery, and early newborn care in a single organized volume. The book is especially known for its evidence-based, reassuring approach. It begins with normal, physiological processes and typical care practices before addressing complications and interventions. That structure helps readers understand what is expected, what varies, and where informed choices matter most. It also reflects modern family realities through inclusive language that acknowledges single parents, blended families, LGBTQ+ parents, adoption, and surrogacy. As a result, the book functions both as a practical manual and as a decision-making guide for families seeking to plan for birth and early parenting with clarity and confidence. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, normal pregnancy and birth are presented as the starting point for informed care. The practical value of this structure is that it teaches readers how to interpret care decisions in context. Rather than memorizing isolated facts, parents learn how pregnancy and labor usually unfold, and why clinicians recommend certain checks or procedures. That can reduce confusion when conversations with providers become more specific or time-sensitive. It also helps parents enter childbirth with realistic expectations, which is important for reducing disappointment and unnecessary panic. By grounding the discussion in normal processes first, the book encourages a more balanced understanding of maternity care complications are acknowledged, but they are not allowed to define the entire experience. This is a significant difference from many popular pregnancy books that focus heavily on warning signs and risks. In this sense, the book is both educational and psychologically protective, giving readers a stable framework for absorbing later chapters on intervention and complication management without losing perspective. Secondly, informed decision-making is treated as a core skill, not an optional extra. The practical effect is a more empowered reader who is less likely to experience care as something done to them. Instead, the book invites them to see themselves as active participants who can prepare for labor, ask for clarification, and adapt when circumstances change. That is particularly important in childbirth, where preferences sometimes need to be revised quickly for safety reasons. The authors make room for that reality by combining autonomy with realism. This balance distinguishes the book from more rigid birth planning resources that imply there is a single correct way to give birth. Here, informed choice is not about controlling every outcome. It is about understanding options well enough to respond thoughtfully. Thirdly, inclusive language makes the book relevant to modern family structures. From an analytical standpoint, this inclusivity strengthens the book's credibility. It suggests that the authors are attentive, not just to medical facts, but to the social context in which pregnancy and birth actually happen. That context shapes expectations, support systems, and postpartum recovery in very concrete ways. A guide that ignores it risks being technically correct but practically incomplete. This book avoids that problem by weaving diverse family realities into its core presentation. As a result, it functions as a more adaptable resource, one that can be used by different kinds of readers without requiring them to mentally translate every chapter into their own experience. Fourthly, postpartum recovery and newborn care are treated as part of the same continuum. What makes this coverage distinctive is the way it links preparation to continuity. Readers are not asked to treat postpartum care as an afterthought or a separate subject they will solve later. Instead, they are encouraged to think ahead about recovery time, support needs, and the early demands of infant care. That forward-looking structure is especially useful for families who want to avoid being overwhelmed by the transition home. It also gives the book a more complete scope than many competitors in the same category, which focus either on pregnancy or on baby care, but not both. By connecting these stages, the book presents childbirth as a transition into parenthood, not just a medical event. Lastly, readable design and evidence-based framing make a dense subject approachable. In practical terms, the book works well because it respects the reader's time and emotional bandwidth. Not every expectant parent wants a dense textbook, but many do want something more reliable than a brief consumer guide. This book occupies that middle ground. Its accessible formatting helps readers absorb information gradually, while its research-based foundation gives the content weight. That balance is one of the main reasons it has remained prominent in its category. It is organized enough for quick reference, detailed enough for serious study, and approachable enough for non-specialists. Few pregnancy books manage all three at once. In conclusion, Pregnancy, Childbirth, and The Newborn, The Complete Guide is best suited for expectant parents who want a serious, practical, and inclusive resource for the full arc of pregnancy through early newborn care. It is also a strong choice for doulas, childbirth educators, and family members who support pregnant people and need a reliable reference grounded in current maternity care practices. The book's main benefit is that it teaches readers how to understand pregnancy and birth as normal processes first, then make sense of complications and interventions without unnecessary fear. Its second major benefit is decision support. It helps readers think clearly about options, preferences, and trade-offs in a setting where choices can feel rushed. What distinguishes it from many similar books is its combination of evidence-based guidance, inclusive family language, and practical readability. It does not assume one ideal birth plan or one kind of family. Instead, it offers a flexible framework that can be adapted to different needs and circumstances. That makes it one of the most useful long-form guides in its category. If you would like to support Penny Simkin PT, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.